News Radio 1180 WHAM welcomes you to Eyes on the Future. Have a comment, a suggestion, an idea on Rochester's future? Call the show at 222-1180, star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers, or the One Communications toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Now live in the WHAM studios in downtown Rochester, here's Mike Whittemore.
Oh, I love that when that big-voiced guy from out of town says my name. It sends shivers down my spine. Good morning! This is Eyes on the Future, the best place to find out the latest about our region's economy and what's being done to keep it growing. New York State could become the first state to pass a workplace bullying bill. The legislation would enable employees to sue their employers for being in an abusive environment. Here today to talk about the impact that bullying and other workplace dynamics can have are Mark Peterson. Mark Peterson is the president and CEO of Greater Rochester Enterprise. GRE supports business attraction, expansion, and innovation throughout the Greater Rochester region. Welcome, Mark Peterson.
Hey, Mike, how are you today?
Long time no see,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, they let me play a little golf this summer and threw me out the door, but now they say I got to come back to work. So.
He is back. Also with us this morning is Lynn Desert.
Actually, that's desert, Mike.
But it says dessert.
I understand.
It's spelled with two S's, but it's Lynn Desert.
That's correct.
Lynn Desert will not desert you. She's the president of Leadership Breakthrough. She improves individual and team performance by helping leaders build better relationships with their employees and external customers. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. Good to be back. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here today. And also, last but not least, Carol McManus. She's the owner of Carol G. McManus Consulting. She helps small to medium-sized companies in a number of different workplace areas, including the development of anti-violence policies. Hi, Carol.
Good morning, Mike. Nice to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for being here with us. Eyes on the Future is sponsored by Greater Rochester Enterprise, Harder Seacrest and Emery, Eastman Business Park Employee Relations Associates, and Mangle Metzger Bar. You can post your thoughts about today's show on the Eyes on the Future radio show Facebook page. Become a fan today. So, Lynn, let's start with you. Before we talk about if the proposed office bullying legislation is needed, can you please define abusive environment?
I would certainly like to. I'll give you New York's legislation definition of abusive conduct, and that includes verbal abuse such as the use of derogatory remarks, insults, and epithets that a reasonable person would find threatening, intimidating, or humiliating, or the gratuitous sabotage or undermining of an employee's work performance. Sounds pretty ominous, doesn't it?
It does sound pretty ominous. Sounds like it might be difficult to prove, too. I don't know. Carol, how prevalent are abusive workplace environments?
Well, frankly, they're prevalent enough so that the New York State Legislature has already passed a law, and it is in effect for public workplaces.
Okay.
And it is considered a violence, an anti-violence law that starts with bullying, intimidation, stalking, harassment, all those kinds of things and incidents in the workplace that can actually fester and lead to what we tend to think of as violence, which is physical,
right,
altercations and ultimately terrible things like shootings. And some of those we've seen, and they're growing.
Right. Mark, what impact can office bullying have on a company's bottom line?
Well, you know, actually, even though I have on occasion had my own feelings of wanting to strangle my public service employees that I have to work with at government levels these days, I will say that, you know, office bullying is never good. Anything that detracts from a team environment or the motivation of your employees ultimately is going to affect your bottom line. I mean, when people feel part of a team, when they have an ownership and the mission of the organization and are pulling in one direction, they tend to work harder, they tend to be more productive, they tend to look for things to help you to be successful. And if you're not having a good positive experience, then you tend to do just about all you have to do not to get fired and not anything more. And that's not the most productive way to work.
So all this being said, panel, Is this legislation necessary? Does this need to be passed?
If I could kick off,
go ahead.
One of the issues that I always have is, why do we need another law to talk about being civil to one another? The difficulty I see about today's society is that you can see it as you look in schools. There's bullying in schools laws. Parents need to start with appropriate behavior in school to one another, in preschool. These things get started. People consider them acceptable. And kids begin to think this is the norm when everyone around them seems to be getting away with it. Parents need to reinforce it. The schools need to reinforce civility in whatever situation you're in. Is it needed? Unfortunately, it's one of those things where, well, if we can't cope with it, we might as well have a law. It might be needed, but I'm not sure it can be enforced.
Yeah. Lynn, what do you think?
I think the enforcement is going to take a little time to go through the court system. But what I wanted, I'll share a little brief story with you. Actually, I received an email yesterday from a reader who had known that I was going to be on the show, and she wanted to share her story. She wanted to call in, but unfortunately, she's working at her job that she had to leave another job to go to this job. And she said, you know, the reason I left is because of office bullying. Huh. And there wasn't any recourse for her, even though she went through the HR system, sat down with her managers, and felt even intimidated in having HR involved in the process. So while these laws may be geared towards the small business, unfortunately, I think larger businesses also need to kind of pay attention to whether or not they're actually paying attention to what's going on in the culture of their organization.
Yeah, I'm with Carol. I'm always very concerned about whether or not we need another law. I mean, it's just like, you know, we come out with a law for cell phone use in your car, and yet there's already a law in the books that says you have to have both hands on the wheel.
Right.
So, I mean, we sort of already had the law, so then we made another law, and can we really enforce that? I mean, I don't know. I run into a lot of people talking on their cell phone all the time. Well, you know, I don't physically run into them, but I mean, you know, there's a lot of people out there doing it, and I think this is kind of the same thing. Do I think there's a need for a much higher awareness of it? I think yes. Do I think that there's some bottom line concerns here? Absolutely. And I think that's where you get to businesses, is to sit down and really show objective research and data that says, look, you're going to lose money by having an atmosphere that's not productive for employees. The best employees will not come to you, will not be your talent, and you'll get beat up by your competitors. I think that's probably a better way ultimately to go at it. But, you know, we'll see whether or not we can get there.
Years ago, we would have called this going postal. You recall that phrase?
Sure.
And that was the last straw. That was, my God, how could somebody, you know, get to a point that they would literally go bonkers and come in shooting up the place and so forth? The issue today is that they're more and more and more and more, it's okay to say almost anything wherever you are. And I think the pendulum's swinging back. Even just that somebody thought enough to write this legislation says to me that the awareness may be kicking in. There's been a lot of instances of physical violence that we would all more think of as what we're talking about here than bullying. And they've made the news. And people, I think, are beginning to understand that something's got to change.
Mm-hmm. 1180 WHAM, this is Eyes on the Future. Coming up next, is physical violence usually the first step or the last straw? We'll find out when Eyes on the Future comes back after this.